This is The Bird Show.
So a couple of weeks ago, we started a segment called Am I Normal or Am I a Bitch?
Love it.
Save that. Funny.
And I think the answer was both.
In a lot of cases, yes. Yes,
normal, and yes, you're a bitch.
We started this with producer Joanna.
Yeah, Joanna came in here and explained to us that when she was single and out on the prowl to meet a new man, she would go out with her girlfriends. And, you know, just like any girlfriend's getting ready together, a girlfriend comes out and says, what do you think of this outfit? Well, and if she looked bad, Joanna would tell her, yeah, you look great. And if she looked great, Joanna would say, no, I don't think that looks so good on you. And then she would wear the clothes that looked better to go out so that she would have the leg up on her friends. And so she wanted to know, was she a normal and was she a bitch? And I think we found out, yes, she was both.
Right, because we got a ton of calls from women saying they do the same thing, that they've never confessed it before. But yeah, funny. They've done that with their girlfriends. Mm-hmm. But this one almost slipped through the cracks here. This was a Burt Show listener that called during that segment. And this is what I focused on.
He's good looking and he's a law enforcement and he will put some things on sometimes that I don't typically find attractive, but I love him anyways, and I'll be like, yeah, that looks great, let's go.
Just hey, so others won't look at him. You do that?
Yeah.
Duh.
But I'm not a biatch. I'm actually really sweet, but I think it's a girl thing.
I got to stop for a second and say that my butt went numb because I didn't get in any more trouble than when I tried to yell at my mother while she was on the phone. If I tried to get Millie Pete to get off that phone when that phone hung up, boy, I
back
was
of the
in
hand.
Trouble.
Back of the hand.
Man.
And it came out of nowhere.
Man.
It was like a gun out
it's
of a
like
holster.
Yeah, that's one thing you did not interrupt mother on the phone. Anyway, sorry about that.
So here's what I'm going to ask you guys. Like, have you ever really admitted that you do this, but you really do it? Like, you dress your men down because you don't want other women looking at him. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So he thinks he looks great when he goes out, but you really know he looks kind of dorky.
I feel terrible for these guys. I feel like I do the opposite. Like, I'm trying to help my man with his fashion sense and, like, to go shopping for him and try to, like, you know, step it up a little bit.
Right.
You know, there's a few pair of shoes like he knows he's not supposed to wear in front of me anymore, like the Croc flip flops.
Oh, right. No.
Like, oh. Just don't even put them on in front of me.
Wow.
Just, I'm going to pretend like you don't own those. Okay?
That's a bold move making that purchase, even.
Oh, they're awful.
You bought those online, right? Had him sent to a fake address.
Right,
or at the airport. It was a quick, you know,
no,
that little kiosk.
He's like, but they're so comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, but they look horrible. So I'm on the opposite side of this whole thing. Like, I want him to dress better, and I'm trying.
This is going to take women that are going to admit that they feel a little insecure about things. That's why we're going to use the voice disguiser on it. But if you're dressing your men down so other women don't look at them, we want to hear from you. Leanne, good morning. You are on the voice disguiser.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, driving to work, so.
You're on the voice disguiser. Feel free to be honest with us.
I don't really dress him down. He does a good job of that on his own. I will say, if we're going out somewhere together, then I'll put in my input because I want him to look good then.
Okay.
I don't want people to think I'm going out, you know, with a schmuck. But if he is going out on his own and he's wearing, you know, white tennis shoes with black, not knee socks, but, you know, higher socks, you know, do I look okay? Oh, yeah, sure, totally. Have a great time, babe. Have a good time.
See,
that's funny.
This is where women are just one step ahead of dudes. So you've actually so when he's out with you, you want him looking great. But when he's on his own, go ahead and let him look like a dork.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, I don't worry about him so much then.
Yeah. That's smart.
I appreciate your honesty.
He's hot. I mean, he's a hot guy. But when I met him, I remember thinking, if we stay together, those black socks are going to disappear. But when he goes out on his own, then I feel a little bit better about him.
I love it.
That's funny.
We'll put you on the voice disguiser. Here is Michelle. Good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I totally dress down my man, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. There are certain places that it's okay to look really, really good. Like, when you're going out to dinner, you can look hot. But if he's just going around day-to-day stuff, I totally dress him down because he works at Firehouse Gym, and it's a gym in Calhoun. And we get, like, a little section of guys that are, like, super buff. And they go around, you know, buffing up their muscles,
Looking
and
all
the
good.
Women do go there and just gawk and stare. And this is a small town, so they know who these guys are. Uh-huh. And there's like five or six of them. They all hang out together. And my boyfriend's one of them. And women are always staring at them. And you know what? It doesn't matter what they wear. So, yeah, it is hard to dress him down, but I totally dress him down.
I want an example. Like, what is one of your, you know, your outfits for him when he's out?
Camouflage.
Camo.
Camouflage is always
great. Oh, what about
overalls?
You can't do
camo. But he has to wear a shirt underneath it, because if he doesn't wear the shirt underneath it, it's not.
No. See, camouflage really is great. You can't be seen by the animals that you're hunting or attractive women.
Right. And then she said overalls, too.
But women
is
in
never
the country
attractive.
Like that stuff. You got to put on, like, a polo or something, because women like that stuff out in the country in Calhoun.
What about, like, a fluorescent tank top for him to work out in at the gym?
And those something you'd see through that.
And those tiger stripes. Like,
yeah, like the wrestler pants.
Yeah, parachute pants.
A dude would see through that, right?
I am a bunch of those.
Unless you tell him.
Because you see plenty of guys with those crappy pants on.
You could really do this as an experiment today. Like, you could tell your guy that you think he looks so hot in a certain outfit, and he'll put it on thinking that he's going to get sex when he gets home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can always dangle that carrot out in front of him. So if you tell him those Zubas that you're talking about, those workout pants.
Oh, baby, those are hot.
And see, and that's part of the plot to get you to dress down, is because she will have sex with you in those. And it even further tricks you into thinking that those look good. Because you know what? I got lucky last night. Well, of course you did, because she's not going to let you get laid by anybody else.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I don't necessarily dress my boyfriend down, but he wants to lose weight, and I strategically make him eat things that aren't as healthy because I don't want him to lose weight.
That's even worse.
And if he lost weight, oh my God, I would have to totally fight women off.
That is even a worse.
That's so shady.
Oh, man.
You can't do that.
So you're giving him vegetables, but so he thinks he's healthy, but you're covering him in butter?
Yes.
Oh, that's
really
messed up.
And his favorite dessert is chocolate cake with chocolate pudding, and I make that for him all the time.
So he's trying to stay away from it, but you're constantly putting it in front of his face?
Yeah.
That's
terrible.
That's awful.
You're jacked up. How much weight is he trying to lose?
He only wants to lose like 30 or 40 pounds.
And how long has he been trying to lose that 30 or 40
7
pounds?
7 years.
A long time.
Yeah. Should not help.
This is The Bird Show.